You young men that want skill in wooing, and if you desire to be wed, take counsel of me in your doing, for fear that you should be misled. Do not my kind proffer refuse, for it will never you deceive. 'Twill show you what woman to choose, and what creature you'd best for to leave. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. In the first place I do you advise, take one not too high nor too low, but according to your one size, that you may her qualities know. Take one not too young nor too old, nor one that's too fat nor too lean. 'Tis a bad thing to meet with a scold, 'tis a worse thing to meet with a queen. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. Take one that is not too proud, nor one that's a dirty foul slut. The one may babble too loud, the other may poison the gut. 'Tis better to wed an honest maid, although she be never so poor, than to wed a rich gossip, 'tis said, if afterwards she should turn whore. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. A widow whose wealth doth surmount, if that you do marry for gain, she'll call you to double account, and your pleasures will turn to your pain. Besides, she is apt to be jealous, which is the forerunner of strife, as good to be hanged at the gallows as married with such a cross wife. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. And now in the second place I am purposed for recite my skill in physiognomy, wherein I will show you aright by the color of hair on the head, or else by the favor or face you may know with whom for to wed, and who you had best to embrace. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. The man that will choose him a mate by color of hair or complexion must choose many ways intricate, lest he be brought under subjection. He must view both her forehead and brow, her cheeks, eyes, nose, and her chin. Good Cupid those things doth allow, when first to woo you do begin. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. All is not gold which glisters, nor is it all lead that looks dull. Fair Venus, the chief of the sisters, made Vulcan her husband a bull. So many times beautiful lasses will jeer their poor husbands in scorn, and cunningly break all their glasses, and make them drink out of horn. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. She that hath her hair of bright yellow, and traces the wires of gold, if she meet with a pretty fellow, her husband may chance to be cuckold. And she that by nature's composed of round cherry cheeks and red hair, if she be pink-eyed and long-nosed, believe me, she's dangerous ware. But chiefly I wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. The brown hair with a witty discourse, but commonly for their own ends, I like her a great deal the worse, because she'll dissemble with her friends. a wench with an ash-colored face. Her actions are often uncivil. Her tongue will her husband disgrace, just like the second she-devil. But chiefly I'd wish you beware of a wench with a rolling eye, for she that will cozen and swear will also dissemble and lie. The bonny wench with the black brow, oh, she is a good one indeed, for she will be true to her vow. I would we had more of her breed. And thus I have told you my mind concerning physiognomy. I mean no more to womankind, I swear by my honesty. Lest I should some female offend, I'll lay by my pen and rest whatever in this ditty is penned. Let young men take where they love best. Yet thus much I'll speak in regard, and I'll maintain my words in a trice. Some women may well be compared to the best chance or worse of the dice. Suppose a young man goes to dice and ventures his goods and his store. If he can throw conch or a sice, the game's his own forevermore. But if that his fortune be crossed, that he throws but a deuce or an ace, his goods and his substance is lost, and he's left in a pitiful case. Suppose in like case if a lad can get him a provident wife, his fortune can never be bad, he's made all the days of his life. But if that dame fortune do frown, that his wife and he cannot agree, he's quite forever cast down by woeful experience we see. And now, noble young men, adieu. Remember the words which I say, this song's like to prove to be true. Then buy it and bear it away.